Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I posted a video that I got broken up with, and I got a couple comments of people saying that I must be the problem because none of my relationships work out. For context, I am a single mother. I'm 27, and I'm a content creator, so I share my life.
Woman in her car on TikTok, guys. Of course, you know, the natural scenery for such creatures.
So many problems already. She has a tattoo on her finger. That's always a sign of trauma. Tattoos on the hand, neck, face, tattoos, period, are usually a sign of rebellion or trauma, but especially on the hand, neck, face, stuff like that. She's 27 and a single mother. She makes bad decisions. I can already tell that so far. And then she chronicled her life on TikTok. That's another bad decision. And I can already tell she's going to have an obnoxious personality. Cute? Yeah, but that makes women worse options to date. When women are really into their looks, and every woman who's cute is really going to be into her looks, they're not humble enough to make good wives and girlfriends. They're just not.
If anybody don't understand that, then God be with them. Go look up the history. Go look up the history. Don't everybody believe in Google?
And I'm a content creator, so I share my life. So people on my page have seen me go through now two relationships. I don't like to talk about the first one, though, so we're just going to focus on the one. But again, I'm on a dating journey because I do want to be a wife and have a family one day.
You already had a family. You already started a family, you know? So you already fucked up a family by either picking a horrible man or being a horrible woman.
Both.
Both?
Both!
You should have thought about marriage before you pushed out a human. That's when you should have been thinking about marriage.
But okay. I want to address the something must be wrong with you comments and explain why there is nothing wrong with me.
You gotta be kidding.
And this is going to be a great message for young women and even older women who are trying to discover themselves and trying to date again.
Something is wrong with all of us. Let's be very clear. So she's really into herself, but I already predicted that based on what she looked like. So she just proved that she's batshit crazy with that one statement. That didn't take long.
I don't know if I'm working with anybody. Damn, I'm crazy. I need to probably do some self-work.
I consider myself a subjectively beautiful woman, and I am successful. In a circumstance such as my life, that is extremely intimidating for a man.
Here
I'm
we go.
Speaking to myself for a second, and then I'm going to talk about how you can apply this to you. I pay all of my own bills. Okay. I buy nice clothes for myself. I travel. I take care of my son by myself. I run the household by myself.
This is the topic of your conversation.
Please don't brag. Only fools brag.
Yes! Wow! Congratulations.
See, you can buy all this shit, but it doesn't buy you character. You see, the character is still fucked up. And for guys who know how to read through it, they can sniff that shit out on a deeper level. And it doesn't take long.
Look, we don't care that you take care of your son. That's what the fuck you supposed to do. You being a good mom to your son, I mean, I guess if a man was thinking about having another kid with you, could be a plus. But you having a job or being successful, we don't care. What is that job? Can you drop that information off? I got a feeling it's OF. So that's damn sure not a plus to men. You're taking care of your household. Congratulations, you're an adult, bitch. Intimidated. Here's the question that I have to ask every woman that brings up that intimidation shit. Why aren't you attracting the men who are better than you objectively in every way? Because then it wouldn't make sense that they're intimidated by you because they're better than you in every way. Why aren't you attracting those guys?
Can someone help me understand?
If you were so great, you would attract the real men who wouldn't be intimidated by it, right? Fuck out of here. To me, you're not a good mom if you're talking about how much you travel. If you work full time and you travel a lot, no, you're definitely not a good mother. Who's watching a kid when you're doing all this traveling? And why do you give a fuck about buying nice clothes when you got a kid? Shouldn't you be more practical now that you got a child? saving up money for his college or something like that. Fuck out of here.
Looking at these things as a whole, a man cannot come into the picture and only provide financial stability, because I provide that for myself. I'm a single mother. I take care of my son. So I provide protection for my family, my household.
What should a man provide?
So the protection from a man and the financial stability from a man does nothing for me. Do I want that? Of course. But I don't need it because I'm surviving and living very comfortably on my own without it. So as a man, when you look at a woman of my caliber, you have to be well in tune with yourself. You have to know how to communicate. You have to be very emotionally aware of yourself. You have to actually provide value.
Clearly, this woman is a huge cunt and has a really unlikable personality. She's not accounting for that. I don't know why women don't consider that. Like, am I a likable human to sit in a room with? Maybe that's why men don't want to be with me, but they don't think that deep. They're just like, I'm hot, so, you know, that should be enough. And I'm successful. They're really clueless when it comes to knowing what men like and don't like, and what men care about and don't care about. Because they're too into themselves to ever do the research on it, or even listen to men when they're telling them what they like or don't like. They're like, I'm cute, so whatever. I don't care what you're saying. There's another guy waiting in my inbox. This woman will be failing at dating for the rest of her life, I promise.
So, f*** you all. I'm going to be that old f***ing cat lady who lives on her farm by herself, has 50,000 hobby animals, and lives longer than all of you.
I don't need you to protect and provide for me. I do it just fine myself. Okay, well, continue being by yourself then, bitch. That's what most men are going to say. And the men who would look at it any other way, you're not going to respect them anyway.
Because with all of the qualities that I have, of course a man would look at that and know that I could provide value, especially a man who desires a family. But a woman such as myself is going to bring out insecurity in a man who
has
not the ability to connect with himself emotionally, not the ability to communicate, and
we're insecure
not really anything to provide other than if he like has a good job and makes good money and can pay for stuff.
There's no space for a man.
And a lot of the times men will just settle for women who are pretty but don't have anything to offer, because that woman is going to still take care of the household, still take care of the kids, and be cool with them providing financially because that woman's not doing anything else in her life outside.
Yes, duh.
Ding, ding, ding.
What do we have for her, Johnny?
What? Jealous?
It's jealousy. Like feeling shortchanged when somebody else is getting all the attention.
That's not settling, dumb. That's what men are looking for, you fucking goofball. They're settling by getting the ideal woman. Makes no sense.
You fucking bozo.
That's zero shade to the woman. I'm not shading anybody in this at all. But in my situation, I've been forced to be in this grind mode, forced to be in a position where I am playing every single role.
Imagine making the active decision to having a child and now complaining that you were forced into your situation.
Yeah, you weren't forced into your situation. Ain't there like 20 forms of birth control? I'm pretty sure you knew how babies were made when you laid down and took a load. Like, stop playing. They always play victim no matter what. They want to be strong and independent and, you know, claim that. But then on the same video, talk about how they were forced into this and I had no choice but to be that. Get the fuck out of here.
Nobody forced you, ma'am. These were your decisions. The cope, even through the subtle demonstrations, through the vocabulary that you choose to use, demonstrate headache, not taking accountability, and conflict. Men love their peace. I don't see you being able to provide that. By the way, I took a look at her Instagram.
What the fuck was that?
Especially after you said that insecure comment, and I was right. Never ceases to fail that these women that will say men are insecure are the same ones that will put their naked ass body up on the internet for public consumption.
Tips for flat butt girlies. Don't buy jeans with big back pockets.
Not only do you have to deal with another man's kid and deal with her bad attitude and entitlement, you also got to deal with a flat ass. It ain't right. It just ain't right. 86,000 followers. That tells you everything you need to know. Egomaniac, there's not enough room in her skull for anyone else. Her ego is too big. Oh, she's a coach? She's coaching people and shit? Wow. But look at all these trashy, disgusting tattoos she has. these jailhouse tattoos. This woman is very, very damaged. Very, very damaged. She's going to be in that therapist chair the rest of her life. Can you imagine how mentally ill she's going to be after her looks fade on top of everything else? Yikes. I feel sorry for her son.
And this is not for all men, because there are good men out there that are strong within themselves, that are very emotionally aware, that are intelligent, that can communicate.
They're
they have
strong.
All things. A lot of them are in relationships. But traditionally, men want to have some type of power. They want to be the leader. They want to be up here. And when I'm also up here, it's not good for them. They don't like that. They don't feel like a man. That's just for like the weak-minded ones. A real man, in my opinion, would look at a woman like me and be so in awe and want to connect with me and want to live in such togetherness with somebody who's on the same level as them.
She's brainwashed, dumbed down, emotional, and has no clue as to what she's talking about.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't